All right, I'm standing here at the East Perry Community Fair in Altenburg, Missouri. The first mule hasn't jumped yet, but it's standing room only here at the fair. The jump will start here in just a minute, but first, let's meet our competitors.
Jerry Manise, Scott City, Missouri.
Jerry Manise is the guy to beat. He scouts high and low for talent. Some years, he'll handle 100 to 300 mules to find one exciting new prospect. He competes throughout Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois. Anywhere, there's a big enough purse and the sweet smell of competition.
We want to buy wild mules, mules that hate people, them the kind that we make the best jumping mules out of.
Where is that kind of the characteristic that you're looking for, that you want kind of a wild mule that doesn't like people very much?
Most of the time, they've got enough snap to jump over 60 inches.
60 inches. That's a standing jump of 5 feet.
In some of the mule jumps we go to, if you're going to get a paycheck, you got to be able to jump over 60 inches.
Other competitors aren't quite as, shall we say, intense.
Daryl Ruling, we're from Perryville.
Daryl and his son Gabe are jumping a 38-year-old mule named Tex. Daryl says Tex is a mule jump veteran.
Yeah, he knows exactly what to do when he gets up here. He heard the announcer and he was getting fired up.
Here are the basics. A handler leads the mule into a chute. At the end, there's a pole with a blanket draped over it. A mule has two chances to jump over the pole or be eliminated. After each round, the judge raises the pole 2 inches. At fairs like this throughout the South and the Midwest, mules jump in 3 divisions based on height: small, medium, and tall. A small mule, for instance, is 47 inches or under. If a mule can jump higher than its height, that's pretty good. Prize money varies from fair to fair. Here, winners pick up $50 for first place.
So one of Jerry Manise's mules just won the small class division, and he's taking his mule on a sort of a victory lap right now. Normally, the mule has to stop before it jumps, but since his mule's already won, they're letting him get a running start. And wow, he just jumped like 60 inches or something like that.
In the middle class, it comes down to a suspenseful 3-mule jump-off between old Tex, Jerry Manise's mule Albert, and a mule named Polly. Gabe Reeling says Tex is looking pretty good.
When I tell him he's supposed to jump, he's going to jump, so hopefully he'll jump again.
You feeling pretty good about Tex's chances?
Yeah, I am. I'm feeling really confident. I hope he does well in the next round.
Uh-oh. Thank you, Albert. You give us a nice jump, but you're out.
Jerry Manise's mule, Albert, doesn't quite clear a jump. Then the other mule, Polly, gets persnickety. Polly went into the chute, stared at the pole, put it in reverse and backed out, dragging her handler with her. Some say mules are stubborn. Others say they know their limits. Once a mule knows it can't jump over the pole, it quits. All the cussing and cajoling in the world won't get a mule to jump.
Good morning. You're the only mule left. That mule is old. They think your mule is impossible to jump 56 inches because he's too old. Senior citizens love him. Senior citizens love him, don't we?
Tex jumps over 4 feet 8 inches to win first place. His handler, Gabe Reeling, was all smiles and jokes when I caught up with him in the winner's circle.
You're, what, 14 years old? But, you know, it's not all about youth. You have an old mule here that's doing a great job.
It's not about the money. It's not about the ribbons. Just remember that, folks. It's about having fun and showing the best of your ability. I appreciate all my fans out here tonight, my parents, and my sponsors. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So what's next?
The truck pull's next afterwards.
What's next for you guys for Tex?
What's next for me and Tex is we're going to go home and we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate and we're going to see how hell you can jump at home.
An up-and-coming star and an old mule who still knows how to aim high. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jacob McClelland.
Watch his ears. He's telling you. He's going to tell you what he's going to do. He throws the